This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The top U.S. military officers are telling Congress several thousand American troops should have been kept in Afghanistan to prevent a Taliban takeover. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
From Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley.
My assessment was back in the fall of 20, and it remained consistent throughout, that we should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that.
To Central Command Chief Frank McKenzie.
2,500 was an appropriate number to remain.
Both stressed those were their personal opinions and would not say what advice they actually gave President Biden before he ordered all troops to leave. At a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, Tom Cotton asked Milley why he didn't resign if the president ignored his advice.
The president doesn't have to agree with that advice. He doesn't have to make those decisions just because we're generals.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea says it tested a new hypersonic missile. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
North Korea says it has successfully tested a new weapon, a hypersonic missile it implied is being developed as nuclear capable. The announcement came a day after the South Korean and Japanese military said they detected North Korea firing a ballistic missile into the sea. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said the launch did not pose an immediate threat. The latest launch by North Korea followed two rounds of missile tests earlier this month. At the U.N. General Assembly Monday, North Korea's U.N. ambassador demanded the Biden administration permanently end joint military exercises with South Korea. I'm Mike Gracia.
And again, North Korea saying that it test fired a new hypersonic missile. This is, again, more saber-rattling on both sides of the peninsula. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A panel commissioned by the World Health Organization has identified more than 80 alleged cases of sex abuse implicating at least 21 WHO staffers during its response to an Ebola outbreak in Congo, making it the biggest ever sex abuse scandal in UN history. The panel released its findings Tuesday, months after an Associated Press investigation found senior WHO management was informed of multiple abuse claims in 2019, but failed to stop the harassment and promoted one of the managers involved. The WHO chief, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, called the report harrowing and apologized to victims, but declined to say if he would consider resigning. Nurses and hundreds of other staff members will soon begin wearing panic buttons at a Missouri hospital in the U.S. where assaults on workers tripled after the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. The medical center Branson are using grant money to add buttons to identification badges worn by up to 400 employees. Pushing the button will immediately alert hospital security, launching a tracking system that will send help to the endangered worker. A February report cited hundreds of COVID-related attacks worldwide. The White House is continuing its push to get more people vaccinated against COVID-19. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
While there's been a lot of recent attention on booster shots, the White House says it's still trying to reach the 25% of Americans who still haven't gotten their first shot, even though they're eligible. But COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says vaccinations are on the rise.
We will hit an important milestone, 200 million adults with at least one shot.
There has been a new motivation with many municipalities and large businesses starting to require vaccines for employment. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says right now COVID cases are down.
The seven-day average of hospital admissions is approximately 8,500 per day, and the seven-day average of daily deaths is 1,300 per day.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Mexican officials have opened up a mammoth reception center for migrants near the Guatemala border, trying to ease a backlog in Mexico's asylum system and the resulting frustrations that drove thousands of applicants to head toward the U.S. border. The center opened Tuesday by the Mexican Commission for Refugee Assistance with the help of Mexico's National Guard and the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. And it's targeting those who have made initial applications for protected status in Mexico, but have waited months for an initial interview. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.